Hello, I'm Christopher Purdy, and tonight we're going to hear from the Four Organists from a concert given at St. Joseph's Cathedral in Columbus last February 18th, part of the ongoing celebrations to welcome the new Paul Fritz organ that's been installed at our cathedral downtown. Now, when I first saw this program, The Four Organists, I was hoping for a great sort of get in there and fight cacophonous gala with the four of them playing together, a la the three tenors at the soccer matches. That's not quite what we're going to get today, but we are going to hear some wonderful music played by four organists, all very active in the Columbus area and, of course, internationally. We begin with two works by Dietrich Buxtehude, who lived from 1637 to 1707, a prelude in D and the chorale Nun freut euch lieben Christen gemein. These are both played for us by James Jaeger. Mr. Jaeger, Dr. Jaeger, has been since 1984 professor of sacred music and director of music at the Pontifical College Josephinum. He directs the Josephinum Choir, the Pontifical Brass Ensemble, and a Gregorian chant, Scala Cantorum. He has CDs on the markets with the Scala and performs internationally. He'll play for us now a prelude in D by Buxtehude and Buxtehude's chorale Nun freut euch lieben Christen gemein. James Jaeger at the Paul Fritz organ at the St. Joseph's Cathedral in Columbus. We are listening to a concert called The Four Organists, all playing the Paul Fritz organ, the new organ, at St. Joseph's Cathedral in downtown Columbus. We hear next from Robert Griffith, who will play music from the French Baroque and the height of the French Romantic period of the organ music. Robert Griffith has degrees in organ performance from the University of Michigan and Ohio Wesleyan University. He's also studied at the University of Illinois, where he held a university fellowship. He was a Fulbright Scholar in 1965 through 1967, during which time he worked with Dr. Douglas Hopkins at the Royal Academy of Music in London. And we are going to hear him now in the suite of the second tone in five moves. And we are going to hear him now in a suite by Jean-Adam Guillaume Freinsburg, who lived around 1700, and the chorale number 1 in E major, music of César Franck, played for us now by Robert Griffith from Ohio Wesleyan University. I'm Christopher Purdy. You are listening to Music in Mid-Ohio with the best of local music making. Tonight, a gala with the four organists recorded at Columbus's St. Joseph Cathedral last February 18th. We just heard from Robert Griffith playing music of Jean-Adam Guillaume Freinberg and César Franck, his chorale number one in E. Music in Mid-Ohio comes to you every Sunday at 7 p.m. with the best of local music making, but not for much longer. I've been telling you the exciting news for the past couple of weeks. As of June 3rd, we go to a new time and a new one-hour magazine-style format. So join us for even more of the best of local music making, Sundays at 5 p.m. beginning June 3rd. Again, Sundays, 5 p.m. beginning June 3rd. Music in Mid-Ohio, the best of local music making. I'm Christopher Purdy. Music now kind of back-to-back by Mendelssohn and Robert Schumann, played for us by Denny Bernard, who was for many years the music director at the First Congregational Church in Columbus and now serves as emeritus director of music there. He is a popular guest on a number of our Music in Mid-Ohio programs, both as a peerless raconteur and a wonderful organist. We'll hear the Andante with variations by Mendelssohn and a canon in B minor by Robert Schumann. Here's Denny Bernard. Denny Bernard with an andante and variations from 1844 by Felix Mendelssohn, and a canon in B minor from the year before, 1843 by Robert Schumann. Now we do it in reverse order. We're going to hear Schumann and Mendelssohn, more from Denny Bernard, the canon in B major, and Nachtspiel, or Night Piece, by Mendelssohn. Music of Robert Schumann and Felix Mendelssohn, the Canon in B major and Nachtspiel, all played for us by Denny Bernard at the new Paul Fritz organ at St. Joseph's Cathedral in downtown Columbus as we're on number 3 of our concert of The Four Organists, recorded last February. Recorded by my friend Dave Gelfer, our engineering, brilliant recording engineer consultant. Thank you, Dave Gelfer. We finish up, last but certainly not least, the music director of Columbus's Broad Street Presbyterian Church, James Hildreth, will play 3 works for us, beginning with 10 characteristic tone pieces, but he's only going to play the first one, the prologue by Siegfried Kog-Elert. Thank you. Prologus Tragicus by Siegfried Karl Ehlert from the 10 Characteristic Tone Pieces, written in 1911, performed for us by James Hildreth, who now plays music by Naji Hakim, born in 1955, who has been a very active teacher of the organ literature. From a piece called Marial, written in 1993, we'll hear the incantation, a pastoral, an antienne, a hymn, and a dance, and these are all matched up with part of the liturgy, the Mater Admirabilis, Regina Caeli, Queen of Heaven, Salve Regina, Hail Queen of Heaven, Virgo Dei Genitrix, and finally the Ave Maris Stella, hymns to the Virgin Mary, Marialis by Naji Hakim, played for us now by James Hildreth. In honor of the Virgin Mary, Marialis, from 1993 by Naji Hakim, played for us by James Hildreth. The sections were incantation, pastoral, antienne, hymn and dance, variations on the gospel, not the gospel readings, but the liturgy, Mater Admirabilis, Regina Caeli, Salve Regina, Virgo Dei Genitrix, and Ave Maris Stella, Hail Queen of the Sea. James Hildreth plays us out now with music by Larry King. Now, when I saw that, my heart skipped a beat, thinking, Larry King with the suspenders on TV, he's very versatile. Who knew? Not the same Larry King, because this Larry King has passed away, and TV's Larry King is very much alive. This Larry King, lived from 1932 to 1990. His piece is called Fanfares to the Tongues of Fire, based on Veni Creator Spiritus, and the verses from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, 1 through 3. Here's James Hildreth. James Hildreth, music by the composer Larry King, not TV's Larry King. This Larry King lived from 1932 to 1990. The fanfare to the Tongues of Fire. We heard from the four organists recorded at Columbus' St. Joseph's Cathedral. We heard James Jaeger playing music of Buxtehude, Robert Griffith playing music of Freinsburg and César Franck, Denny Bernard with Schumann and Mendelssohn, and James Hildreth with Cog Illit, Hakim, and Larry King. Here on Music in Mid-Ohio, the best of local music making. Next week, we are back for one last time at this time, May 27th, Sunday at 7 p.m., and then June 3rd, our new magazine-style program, Sundays at 5. And at the risk of being a broken record or CD, I will keep reminding you.